bless you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, O God. We honor you. We bless your name. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We exhort you. Thank you, Father. We honor you. Lord, we bless you. You are good. You are kind. You are God. You are not a man. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive all glory, to receive all honor. We bow before you. Father, thank you for your mercy, for your grace, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love that cannot be compared. We honor you, Lord. We worship you. And Father, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Today is Thursday, the 29th of January 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy over your life. Honor him for his good, his kind. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my household. In the name of Jesus, oh, I lift up the banner of the Lord over me. His banner over me is love, is mercy, is grace. In the name of Jesus, I arise this morning. I take prophetic stand over this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, that favor becomes my experience this day. In the name of Jesus, I stand on his word. I declare that no weapon of the enemy that is programmed against me will prosper. In the name of Jesus, I release the voice of the Lord over my day. In the name of Jesus, every enemy surrounding my resources, I command you to scatter. In the name of Jesus, I break every pattern of evil over my life this day. In the name of Jesus, every pattern of evil over my life is broken. In the name of Jesus, oh, I speak to you this day, you will deliver unto me pleasant surprises of blessing. In the name of Jesus, I declare, I clear by the word of the Lord every evil traffic out of my way. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the favor of the Lord manifest in my day. In the name of Jesus, I take over this day and I command every wicked voice that is speaking concerning me, I silence you in the name of Jesus. Oh, I condemn your words over my life in the name of Jesus. I declare that this day you align with the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, this day you will favor me. Oh, system and structures in this day favor me. Nature favor me. In the name of Jesus, the scripture says the fire go before the Lord and consumed his enemy round about him. I release the fire of the Lord to go ahead of me this day. In the name of Jesus, the fire remove every hindrance that is set across my way. In the name of Jesus, I declare that delay is removed from my life. My door of blessing, my gate of blessings is open in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare I am exempted from any form of evil that flows in the day. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into trap. In the name of Jesus, for he has said in his word, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, I receive angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord is my keeper, the Lord is my protector. As he has said in his word, oh, that no evil will befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. Oh, the word of the Lord is established over my life. In the name of Jesus, I reverse every evil word over me. I cancel every demonic exchange from the dream that want to manifest itself in my day. I cancel you. Any form of demonic exchange over my day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I stand on the blood of Jesus and I declare that the blood of Jesus speaks better things concerning my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. This morning, I want us to pray for our brethren concerning their health, that the Lord will heal them of their sickness. The Lord will heal them of their infirmity in the name of Jesus. Oh, I want you to lift up your voice and speak. We are praying for those that I have their names here with me and the ones that you know with you, our beloved brethren. Father, we ask this morning, oh, let your hand of healing come upon them in the name of Jesus. We break every snare of the enemy around their life in the name of Jesus. We declare by your word, O Lord, that they are healed in the name of Jesus. We stretch out the hand of the Lord upon them. Oh, Father, we declare that your hand is stretched over them in the name of Jesus. The scripture says you sent your word and your word healed them. Father, we sent your word to them right now, that your word will heal them. It will deliver them from any bondage of sickness, every bondage of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare by the word of the Lord, I speak to your body, your bones, everything that belongs to you in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord enter and break away every bondage of the enemy. I declare by his word, you are healed in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the day that we have been announcing concerning our program. The program is today, by the grace of God, Thursday 29 by 12 noon. The program is going to start exactly by 12 by the grace of God. I want you to enjoy of the grace that the Lord has made available unto us this year, this season. Come and fellowship with us today. The program is going to start by 12. Like I said, it's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord as we come together. Remember, the program is at Oluwadamilare Garden, that is beside National Open University, behind Tafo Arena, along Songo Eleele Road at Ijokudo Junction, Ibadan. The Lord bless you as you prepare to attend in Jesus' name. Amen. By the grace of God, I want us to pick up from where we stopped yesterday. We were only able to stand on the charge of mercy yesterday and we prayed. You know, some of the prayers that the Spirit of the Lord has supplied unto us, we were not able to exhaust them. I want to start this morning on that note, on the charge of mercy, that, and I want us to continue in that prayer. Beloved, I want you to understand that your life has to come under the administration of God's mercy this season. I want you to pray that in the name of Jesus, my life become a model, a pattern of God's mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh, mercy secures my reality. The mercy of the Lord secures my reality. The mercy of the Lord secures my going forward in the name of Jesus. I declare this morning that the mercy of the Lord brings me out of line in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I need you to listen to this one very well. I want you to pray that prayer for yourself, that the mercy of the Lord will bring you out of every situation that is wasting the time of your life, out of evil ordinance, that the mercy of the Lord will bring you out of every evil mystery of your lineage. There are mysteries that are attached to life, attached to lineage, and some of them come up and they hold people down, wasting the time of their life, causing their life to be stagnant without any visible movement. Declare by the word of the Lord that the mercy of the Lord bring you out of wasting line. That by the mercy of the Lord, I am out of this wasting line. This line that wastes the time of life, I am out of it by the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I wanted to pray that I receive the wonders of mercy. I receive the wonders of God's mercy in the name of Jesus. Pray and tell the Lord, I embrace all provision that your mercy brings. I embrace, I receive all the provision that the mercy of the Lord brings. I receive them. All the provision that the mercy of the Lord supplies, I receive them. I receive the mercy of the Lord for my defining moments. For every moment of my life, I receive the mercy of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord speak for me. I embrace the mercy of the Lord for my going forward in the name of Jesus. I enjoy the manifestations and the expressions of God's mercy. I enjoy the manifestation and the expressions of God's mercy over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, the mercy of the Lord is upon me. I enjoy the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord breaks the ground for me. I walk by the mercy of the Lord and I walk in His mercy. The mercy of the Lord breaks the ground for me. I walk by the mercy of the Lord and I walk in His mercy in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, I quickly want us to go into another part of the charge this morning, and we've been able to deal with, I think, five of them now. Now, the sixth one, by the grace of God, is a charge to weigh up to God's promises. A charge to weigh up to God's provision. Listen to me very carefully. I want you to go and study the book of Judges, chapter 6. You can read from verse 1. The event there is about the children of Israel and about the life of Gideon. Go and read very well, you understand, and the Spirit of the Lord will breathe upon you as you read. Verse 12, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. I want to believe when you read this place, you will laugh, because this same Gideon that is called a mighty man of valor is threshing wheat in hiding. It means that he's preparing his harvest in hiding because he's afraid that the enemy will come and take away his harvest. Now the angel of the Lord appear unto him and tells him that the Lord is with you. You are a mighty man of valor. Gideon is considered by God's provision, by God's providence, as a mighty man of valor. But the situation that surrounds him has crippled him. The situation of his lineage has sent him into hiding. This season, your charge is to arise and weigh up to God's provision. Weigh up to God's promises over your life. You are not little. You gain weight in Him. You grow root deeper in Him and you bear fruit outside for Him. You gain weight in the Lord. So this is a charge for you this morning. And by the grace of God, during the program, we are really going to pray concerning these seven charges. Because of time, we might not be able to go over the remaining charges on this podcast, but for those that will be available for the program, we are going to go over the remaining part of this charge. We are going to go over it from the first one to the last one, from number one to number seven. So I want you to pray this morning. Remember, the charge is for you to weigh up to God's provision, God's promises upon your life. I want you to pray that I break forces that reduce me to little. Situation, forces that reduce my life to little, that I break you today in the name of Jesus. Forces that make me to fall short of the promises of God over my life, I break you today. I break every evil containment of the enemy, every demonic containment over my life in the name of Jesus, that is constantly making me to fall short of the promises of God, that is constantly making me to fall short of the provision of God, I break you over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I want you to speak to your life that in the name of Jesus, I measure up by mercy. I measure up to the provisions of God for me. I measure up to the promises of God for me. I am no longer in hiding in the name of Jesus. I measure up to the provisions of God for my life. The scripture says in the book of 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because, listen, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, I am not little. I have the weight of the Lord Jesus behind me in the name of Jesus. I measure up to the promises of God by His mercy in the name of Jesus. I will not be little in life in the name of Jesus. I refuse to make little the promises of God over my life. I refuse to make little the provision of God over my life in the name of Jesus. I increase by mercy. I increase in mercy in the name of Jesus. I gain weight. I measure up to the promises of God in the name of Jesus. I speak over my life. Mercy complete. Mercy complement my weight in His promises. The mercy of the Lord complete my weight. Complement my weight in the provisions of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, I am released into the manifestations of His promises in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to pray this prayer as I round up this morning because of time and space, and trusting that by the grace of the Lord, we will have the privilege today during the program to really talk about it and to pray today by the grace of God. I want you to pray that in the name of Jesus, that I will not only hear of your promises for my life, but I live in the fulfillment, in the reality of your promises for me in the name of Jesus. I will not only hear them, I will not only read about them, but I live in the reality. I live in the fulfillment of the promises of God for my life in the name of Jesus. Evil containment is broken over me in the name of Jesus. I declare the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, the program today is going to start by 12 noon by the grace of God. I will be expecting you. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. See you in the program later today. God bless you.